Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Up to Dublin Airport, actually, because there's been a huge surge in flight bookings since the government announced that the US, Canada, France, Belgium, Italy, Turkey and about 10 other countries will be added to the mandatory hotel quarantine list from 4 a.m. this Thursday. Now, over the weekend, the Sunday Independent reported that large numbers of Irish and US citizens appear to be scrambling to get into the state before they'd be forced to spend up to 2 weeks in a hotel facility and pay for the joy of it as well. Today, flights arrived at Dublin Airport from Belgium and France. Drive Times reporter Dalla Kilroy asked passengers arriving from Brussels and Paris what they thought of the new measures.
I think it's ridiculous. I think if you have a home to go to, you should be allowed to go quarantine. We went to have surgery done for her. Weren't due back till Sunday because she only had the surgery. I had to come back because we couldn't afford the quarantine.
What are your quarantine plans now?
Just at home, nothing else.
I think, first of all, it's just theatre. It's a false sense of security. And second of all, if it did make sense, it's 12 months too late.
Well, I came from Belgium, actually. I'm like, if you can quarantine at home for 2 weeks, I think that's the same. And vaccinations in Belgium are, increasing every day, and they're doing better than Ireland now is, so it's difficult to maintain the system logically, but I understand that it's a deterrent. It would make me think twice about trying it again.
You've come from Belgium today. Do you agree with the new quarantine measures to be introduced on Thursday?
I personally don't, because I'm Belgian. And as from Thursday, I would have to quarantine for 2 weeks in a hotel, even though my partner lives here.
So did you have to change your flight to come home?
I did. I really had to hurry. Stressful. It was quite full. It was because it was the last flight from Belgium that we could take because the next one was Friday. So I think they maybe could have done a better job in more of track and tracing and more maybe implementing a second test when you get here.
From Brussels. Yeah, we live there. And my wife's Irish and we have to come and look after her mother, and it's really, really restrictive.
Did you have to change your flights today?
We had to cancel a whole lot of flights.
I want to stay for 2 weeks and I have to go back after 1 week. Because there are no flights, they've all been cancelled. It's a real problem. I'm having to find alternative care for my mother. I don't know why they're doing it, because the figures in Brussels are not that bad. So they've been worse in the past, so why do it now?
And what are your quarantine plans now?
My mother lives in the country, where it's not a problem. It's out in the sticks.
You've just come from Brussels, where you were visiting family.
Exactly. Yeah, so a bit like a touchy subject, because if you think about it, I haven't seen my mom, my father for 5 months. So when I was there and I was monitoring the news, and my friend, my manager, sent me on a screenshot, you have to be here, otherwise you're stuck there. I meant to be here over 2 weeks, but yeah, it changed. I was lucky to find one before Thursday. That's a double standard. I mean, in UK, you have so many COVID variants. There's no border patrol. So why not for them and only for Belgium?
What are your quarantine plans now for the next 2 weeks?
Well, I did two tests. I have also a rapid test on me. So I'll be quarantining, staying away in separate room. I work remote, so I have the luxury. I work for an IT company. Some people, they don't have that luxury.
You've come from France for a voluntary medical procedure. Did you change your flights today to get in before Thursday?
Yeah, we were going to travel in 3 weeks' time, and we travelled today because with a one-year-old, there's no way we could have done the hotel quarantine stay.
It makes sense. They're trying to control the numbers, but the price of the hotel quarantine is very expensive. And as a family, it would be very difficult for us to spend 2 weeks in one room while still working.
And if you have to travel for voluntary medical reasons, which is why we're travelling, it just makes it very restrictive. So we've travelled today.
What are your quarantine plans?
Yeah, we've rented a cottage in the countryside, and we will do our 5 days there. We'll take our test and hopefully we will get another negative result, and then resume childcare and get about getting our procedure done.
You've just arrived from France back to Ireland as students. What do you think about France being added to the hotel quarantine list?
I mean, it's normal. We've seen the cases, how they've went up the past few weeks, so it's not a surprise for us, I think. Obviously, it makes it more complicated, especially for students, because it's expensive.
I'm quite happy to do my 5-day quarantine at home, which I will be doing. I'll take my PCR test in 5 days' time. Why can't they enforce the laws to make people do it at home? I've got a business here. I'm coming home to work. I live in part-time in France. I won't be able to go back there now and come back to work. I will go home. I will do my 5 days and then go up to Leopardstown to have my COVID test, and then I'll actually go out into the world.
Now, a lot of annoyance there, many people discommoded, and I'm sure people listening will have some pity for those people personally, but I think it'll be music to the ears of those hoping to restrict entry to the country to keep COVID and variants of it at bay. They were, of course, passengers arriving from Brussels and Paris, speaking there to Della Kilroy at Dublin Airport earlier today.